once again. Yes, sir, this is your old Sam Dalton and Raven, the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Maggie, coming through you with an all-sexy program. We're going to tell you about our big all-sexy hymn book, so keep a listen, will you? Thank you so much, Sam, Wayne, Rainey, and friends. We're really glad you tuned in to the program here. We're always glad to have you here. You're always welcome each time we're on the air on this fine radio station. We want to always welcome you, friends. We can't tell you how proud we are. You know, words won't express that, but we are proud to have you here. And tell all your friends each time we're on the air here, they may not know the time, you know. And we want you to get in on this great, big, all sacred song album. But first of all, we got a program here. We know you tuned in to hear the singing and everything and all the final gospel hymns. So here's Raven to start off. Thank you, Alton. Hello, everybody out there everywhere. Kind of glad to be with you again. Just to read, we've got the program made up just exactly the way you wrote in and told us you wanted it made. You know, you're the one that picks these programs we do on this fine radio station here, and we're mighty proud of you for doing that. These songs are all in our all-sexy song album that we'll get to tell you more about in just a minute or two. First off, the trio, Alton, Wayne, and myself, going to sing for you number 92 in our all-sacred song album. A song here, a gospel song called Remember Me. Friends, it was just a trio on bass, but you know, I was trying to sing bass. You know, if there's a good bass singer hanging around the fireside there with one of our all sacred song albums, why, you know, well, you can just take that sacred song album and sing the bass there, and you know that you can beat me a singing bass. Now, that's the way we want it to go, friends. Join in every time we're on the air here, and it'll make us awful happy. You know, you're going to need one of the sacred song albums we got here to do that, though. And to get this, we want you to listen. This next voice you're going to hear, the voice of a boy that helped to compile this great big songbook. He knows every number that's in here, all the fine old hymns that just stuck for them, our all sacred song album. And the boy and the voice, here he is, both of them, it's Wayne Ring.
Thank you so much, Alton, and appreciate all them fine things you're saying there. You know, Alton and Raven and myself all worked for a long time compiling this book and getting it direct the way that you wanted it. You know, it's a book that's a combination that you can use in your home or in your church or in your singing conventions. That's the kind of a book that we always wanted to send to you out there on the air, all your fine things. And this is the first time we've ever had one that was compiled especially so that you could use them in all these different places. Now, anywhere that sacred songs are used, this book is especially for any occasion. And we're mighty proud of this book because it contains all of these fine old songs as well as the brand new ones. Not just a few either. You know, you may have bought books that didn't have over 25 or 30 songs. I know we have. But in ours, we've got 150. Think of that, 150 of these fine gospel songs with the words and the music complete, all wrote in four-part harmony. It's a beautifully bound book in bright, pretty colors. Also has pictures of Alton and Raven and myself, just like we look here on the air. Besides that, all of these fine old-timers, as well as the new ones, like I'll Be Listening, Tracy's Memories, and Turn Your Radio On, and In the Sweet By and By, and then there's a Just a Little Talk with Jesus, and songs like The Wrath of God and Remember Me, the one we just got through singing, The Hallelujah Morning. We could go on and on and on, naming off these fine, sacred songs, but that's not necessary. We guarantee that this is a very outstanding book, and if it's not everything that we tell you it is, it don't cost you anything. Now, how can you go wrong on an offer like that? Here's the way to get yours, and after you get it, too. Now, you write it down if you got a pencil there handy. After you get your song album, look it over and see if the many different places you can use it. It just fits right in anywhere that sacred songs are used. This big album is going to fit right in. So you look it over, and you'll probably want a dozen or more after you get one copy. Now, here's the way to get yours. Just enclose a $1 bill with your name and address very plainly. Mail that to the Belmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey right here in care of this radio station, and we'll mail it out to you. We pay the postage when you send the cash. If you don't have the dollar handy, why, send us your name and address, and we'll send it to you COD. When it arrives at your home, just pay a dollar, plus a few cents COD postage. And if you don't really agree you've got everything that we told you that you would get, then send it back and get your money in full. Is that fair enough? That sure is. Now, send that order. Here's the way to do it. Send it, if it's COD or if you're sending the dollar, send that to the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey in care of this radio station. Here's the next song now. Alton and Raven have picked it out right direct from your request. In fact, it's number 109. If you have your sacred song album ready, look at number 109. Sing right along here. It's Alton and Raven singing, I'll Be Satisfied. Right out of the pages of the All Sacred Song album that we tell you about every time we're on there here at this radio station, friends. And sure enough, we want to urge you to hurry and get your order in for this All Sacred Song album. We believe that you want one out there. We believe you're going to like it when you get it. That's the reason we tell you that we'll send it to you on the money back guarantee. And you receive the book there in your home, sit down and look it over. And if you don't think it's what we tell you it is, send it back to us and we'll refund your money. Now, that's simple, and I don't believe you can lose out on an offer like that either, do you? Well, I'll tell you what else I want to do here. Speaking of writing down the mailing address and stuff like that, we want you to write your own name and address we are playing there, because we want you to be sure and get your copy of this book so that you can sing along with us when we sing these all sacred and gospel songs here. Now, friends, that mailing address, when you're sending your order, whether you're ordering COD or if you're enclosing the dollar bill, why, send your orders to the Belmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey and here at this radio station you're listening to now. Just as quick as we receive your order here, we'll be sending you out this All Sacred Song album
and we believe you're going to like it. Well, Wayne Rainey and Alton has got another song picked out. Boys, what is it, Wayne?
Raven, we picked out number 106 here from our old sacred song album. A lot of requests for it. Alton and Raven and myself singing, I Want to Be Ready to Meet You.
Written by two very good friends of ours, that friend, G.P. Spear and Edgar M. Tate. Mighty good, fine Christian men, and they write fine songs. And friends, this book here, this album we got, the All Sacred Song album of Wayne Rainey's and Raven and myself, the Delmo Brothers, it contains many, many songs like that that we've selected carefully from the best of the gospel writers. And you know, Tate and Spear, two of the best. We'd like to say kind of hello if they're listening in, and we wish them a lot of good luck, because they're two fine men. Yes, sir, you friends that know what I'm talking about. Now, to get our album, friends, it's chock full of songs like that, I Want to Be Ready to Meet Him, and many more that Wayne told you about. All you have to do is just send a penny postcard or a letter. Well, if you order COD now while you send the postcard, you couldn't very well put a dollar in a postcard. But if you send it in an envelope, while you send it on down here, send the cash, and we'll pay the postage out there, see? But if you want to order COD, just say so. It don't make any difference if you don't have the dollar. Well, I order it with a penny postcard or an envelope, any way you want to do. And address that to the Delmore Brothers and Wayne Rainey in care of this radio station. Now, friends, that's it. And we don't have time to say anything else. It's just about time for us to be going. But we certainly have enjoyed this program here, and we hope that you've enjoyed it too, friends. Always send in your cards and letters and remember us. And we'll be on again this same time tomorrow. And now, on behalf of Wayne Rainey, Raven, and myself, the Delmore Brothers, this is Alton Delmore saying so long, good luck, and God bless you.
Bye.